What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? YouTube, iTunes, we're live. We're live. Old school wholesaling is dead. Three steps, real estate wholesaling in the digital age is what we are talking about. Okay. And I want you to pay attention to what I share with you because it's going to change the game. Okay. It's going to change the game. What I'm about to share with you will change the game. Okay. So pay attention for the next few minutes. I'm going to talk about the new tactic. I'm also going to address two guys that are gurus. Okay. Old school gurus, still making a lot of money, of course, because they have this big brand and they can still make a lot of money. They have deeper pockets. They have bigger equity in terms of brand and trust than an average person. So they can still make money preaching some of the old school stuff. I'm going to tell you right now, I became a victim of the old school stuff. And I want to share with you the mistakes that I made. And I don't want you to make the same mistakes when you approach wholesaling real estate in the digital age. Okay. Everything is changing. So for someone to tell you and sit around and tell you that it's the same, you just have to do it long enough. The MLMers do it. The real estate gurus do it. Everybody, the old school people do it. There's some concepts that never change. Okay. One of the concepts that never change is money follows attention. Okay. All right. Excuse me. Money follows attention. Wherever attention is, that's where money is. Okay. And sometimes when somebody is overwhelmed with too much attention, they won't take any action. If people are confused, they won't do anything. So it's the same thing when it comes to direct mailing. That's what I used back in 2005 to 2008 when I built a massive business off of real estate investing. I used direct mailing, but the competition was not as bad. Okay, now when people's name get published in a pre-foreclosure list, they're bombarded with not just the guru letters, but even newbie letters, people that don't even necessarily know what they're doing. They don't even know what to do with the deals. And so these homeowners get bombarded with a bunch of letters from lawyers, from newbie investors, for existing investors. They get bombarded. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to shut off. They will shut off. They won't do anything, or they go seek out attention online or seek out somebody else online that can help them better. Okay, so I'm going to be talking about how you can attract such leads, okay, because they're the best quality of leads. They've seen all the letters, but now they come online, they'll find you. You never spent a dime on direct mailing. A bunch of people are still spending thousands upon thousands of dollars, their life savings, on direct mailing, and they're wondering why they haven't done their first deal. Okay, well, I just told you why, because people are not making a decision offline anymore. They go on Google, they search before they make a decision. Okay. Before they make a decision. So if your offer is more compelling, or it serves, or looks like it's going to serve them better, they're going to jump on board with you, and they'll rather work with you than work with somebody who spent all their money sending letters. So what I'm teaching you here today is a hack. Okay. It's a hack which is based off of money follows attention. Okay. Modern marketing is not just internet marketing. It just so happened to be internet marketing today, but it may not be that tomorrow. Maybe 10 years from now, it's going to be different. But the point there is that what worked when I started back in 2005 to 2008 does not work anymore in 2014 when I try to come back into the market and I spent $50,000 of my personal money marketing direct mailing. And what came out of it was it was just sad. Okay, it was sad, and I should have known better, because a few years before that, I got into internet marketing and I really mastered the game and I knew better. But I sadly I had to spend a whole lot of money to find out. And chances are you're in the midst of spending all that money right now and you haven't gotten your first deal and you're wondering what's going on. And few Puszczyk, Freedom Mentor, and Matt from Epic Real Estate Investing YouTube channel. These guys are still teaching some of the old school stuff and encouraging you to keep spending money. I'm telling you right now, stop spending money on direct mailing. Okay, it's an overpriced form of marketing. Don't do it. You don't have to do it. You know better by being here right now. Okay, just by simply watching this, you know better, and you know to not spend money on certain type of marketing anymore because they're overpriced. Okay, now if you're in a rush, please, by all means, go get burnt and then come back, okay? I don't want you to, okay? But by all means, if you have to get burnt before you come back here, sure. But there's better ways of marketing. There are smarter ways of marketing, okay? There are hack the ways of marketing, where you hack into the system, you understand the psychology of what's going on in the game, and then you play the game like a smart person. Don't become one of the suckers in the marketplace, okay? There's this saying, I don't know exactly how they say it, but it's essentially, if you look in the room and you don't see a sucker, when you're trying to play a poker game or some kind of game, chances are you are the sucker. And today, I want to make sure you're not the sucker, okay? Because I'm going to teach you something really cool and sleek. You're going to save a whole lot of money. You're going to invest in yourself time and learning the right skills of marketing in the digital age, okay? The attention, the best attention, the most valued attention, especially. So there's a difference between attention and the most valued attention, okay? Yes, if you send direct mail to people's houses, you're still going to get attention, but it's not a valued attention because that attention is not going to turn to money. But when somebody come online and they start Googling and they see all this information, right, and they decide to do business with you, now that's a valued attention, but they went through a pre-filtered, pre-framed process that you now have the ability and you have the opportunity to understand today, okay? You and I know that people do not make decisions without Googling first. We're in the digital age. Google is the almighty Google, and the thing you want to do that's in your favor today is to essentially position yourself in the right place where there's valued attention. The keyword phrase is valued attention. It's not just attention anymore. Money follows attention, but more importantly, money follows valued attention. So you could send a bunch of mail and waste all this money, but the smart guy is going to be positioned on Google where he collects all the leads. But he's not just collecting leads because people are not just going to jump on board because you look good, but you're going to have to offer some kind of value. And how do you structure such value in a way that people become lead and you're able to give them a call and see how you can help them in their business? So remember, there are people that are in trouble, okay? Finding leads and all this stuff, it's a process, okay? It's a process, and it's your responsibility as a business owner in the digital age to kind of think through it and see what's going on in the mind, psychologically speaking, of your ideal prospect, okay? Now, there are two ends to the wholesaling game. If you don't know what wholesaling means, it simply means you're buying a house or equitable interest in a house. You're buying it low and you're selling high, okay? Sometimes you have to jump through a few hoops. The way I used to do it was through short sales. So I would jump through the hoops of short sales, secure a nice, sizable, equitable interest in a home, and I would sell it higher. And that was how I did it for 3 years, and I thrived in it, and I did very well until the recession in 2008. Then I came into the digital marketing world. Then I tried to come back in 2014, dump me, try to get into game using the same strategy that worked like years before that, like 7 years before that. And then it did not work after spending $50,000. And I want to tell you right now, I'm going to help you avoid that. And in addition to that, I'm going to help you avoid the mistake of having only one stream of income. The only stream of income at the time, my highest deal was $82,000 that I made in one day, right? And I felt invincible. I thought, you know, the world was mine, right? But sadly, that was one stream of income, okay? And it was good. And I was enjoying the ride, but until everything crashed, right? And when everything crashed, I had about 30 short sale deals on my table that I couldn't find buyers for because nobody was qualifying, okay? So with that being said, let me get into the content, the three steps that I want to share with you today, okay? First of all, online content domination 100 for building a buyer's list, okay? Now, I'm going to tackle this guy, Matt. His name is Matt at Epic Real Estate Investing. And no, not him, actually. This is more like Phil, okay? Phil. So I'm going to tackle this red area right here, the myth. So if you can't see my screen, that's because you're watching on Facebook or listening on iTunes. I'm going to try my best so you can hear me clearly, okay? This guy, Phil Puchalski, I can't really pronounce it. He has a way of rolling out of his mouth, but he's the Freedom Mentor guy. Okay, he's the Freedom Mentor guy, and I follow his training, and I'm a big fan of his, as a matter of fact. But on his last video, he said he mentioned a few myths, and he was pretty much demystifying, but essentially he created another myth, and I'm gonna try to clear that up right now. He had three myths about wholesaling. And I want to address them because I completely disagree with him. Okay, he had something to do with well, the first myth was that wholesaling is illegal. Well, he was right that wholesaling doesn't have to be illegal. Just like anything else in life, anything can become illegal if you do it the wrong way, right? So he's completely right about that. The second myth was bias list, that you don't have to build a bias list. I disagree with him. How do I disagree with him? Well, first of all, he has over 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. So who is he to tell you you don't need a bias list? There's a bunch of bias among that list. Okay, so don't listen. Again, you have to watch the magician's hands when they talk sometimes. They're so fast, they're talking, and then they give you the trick, and boom, you thought it was a trick. No, if somebody has 100,000 subscribers on YouTube and they're telling you you don't need a bias list, that's BS. Don't listen to that. So that's, he created a myth from trying to demyth something else. Okay, so please, you need a bias list. However, your bias list is a little bit different. Okay, I'm going to talk about that in step two here. Okay, now the third one was that wholesaling is not for beginners. I disagree. Okay, I was a beginner when I went on to create the $3 million sales in wholesaling in the midst of a 2 year span. Okay, so I completely disagree with him. That's an extreme statement. Most beginners will not do anything anyway. So that's an extreme statement. The people that would do it, and they could be beginners, they could be experienced. It doesn't matter. Okay, so I disagree with two things that he said right there, that you don't need a bias list. That's a lie. You need a bias list. But the key thing here is that it's not the same bias list. I'm going to share with you the kind of bias list that you need. And he said something to that effect too, but it's a little bit different. Okay, and I want to touch on that as well. So for beginners, I disagree. Beginners can do this. Absolutely. In fact, beginners are best to doing this because they're not overwhelmed with a lot of stuff that doesn't work anymore. Now we don't have to break down old beliefs, right? So a lot of the experienced people have old beliefs that are holding them back. They're watching their checks dwindle down. They're watching their business income and revenue dwindle down, but they're doing nothing about it because they're stuck in old ways, right? But a beginner doesn't have to do that, especially if you're not too far in the game. You can restructure things. You can readjust. Take it from me. I've been in this entrepreneurship game for 13 years right now, and I know more than anything that you must adjust. You must pay attention to where attention, especially valued attention, is when it comes to this game. Now, the other myth that I want to demystify with this guy, Matt of Epic Real Estate Investing, was something I said earlier. He said direct mailing still works, and he said anything works. Yes, you're right. Anything works until you lose all your money, and then you can't work anymore, right? And that has happened to me. And I want to tell you that so you can avoid that mistake. Don't listen to the BS that anything works. It is half truth that anything can work. You can knock on doors forever to build your MLM business or to get your first deal. But how far are you going to go before you get frustrated? So if you get frustrated before you find your first deal, did it work? No, it didn't work. So that's a half truth, half lie type of situation. You got to pay attention to when the gurus, you got to pay attention to their fingers, the magicians, pay attention to their fingers and not to what they're saying, okay? So they are on YouTube preaching this stuff, getting hundreds of thousands of attention, but then they're telling you that anything works, okay? Direct mailing still works, but you're going to lose your life savings trying to invest in direct mailing, right? Don't do it. You don't have to do it if you're listening to me right now. That's a whole lot of money you're going to waste. Again, in 2014, I burnt $50,000, okay? Not one single deal, okay? I had three situations that completely fell apart because, again, people are distracted with all kind of attentions, and I was not tapped into valued attention, okay? There's something called valued attention. If you know what search engine optimization is, there's something called keywords, but there's also valued keywords. There are keywords that people search for, and it's only for research purposes. They would never buy anything, okay? People searching for tutorials, some will buy, some will not buy. There are certain keywords that Google would tell you that these people are buying, okay? They tell you there's value on them. So keywords are essentially attention, okay? Valued attention is different from just attention. And that's one of the key things you can take away from this training today. Now, step one, online content domination 100. When I say 100, you need online pieces of content out there for building a bias list, okay? So there are people right now searching for their first search on buying a real estate property for investment or anything like that. You need to build a list of people like this, okay? You're not a real estate person, okay? I don't care if you're a realtor. I don't care if you're a wholesaler. I don't care if you're an investor. I don't care if you're a lawyer. You're none of those things. You are a marketer. You are a marketing and a media company. So that takes me back to the myth number one from our field, the Freedom Mentor, who said it can be illegal, something. Not, if you are building a list of potential buyer of another person, that's not illegal. That would never be illegal. Anybody can get into the marketing and media game, okay? Anybody can do that. So it all depends on how you word your business. If you call yourself, you're selling real estate and you don't have a license, yes, you're going to get in trouble eventually if you do enough of it, right? But you're not in that game. You're just building the buyers list, just like CNN is, just like Phil, the Freedom Mentor, has 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. But this is a list of people, and there's money in that list, especially there's money in the relationship you build with that list by creating content on a daily, regular, periodical. It doesn't have to be daily, by the way. You just have to be regular and consistent. You need to have 100 pieces of content out there. What kind of content? The questions that these people are asking, answer them. Find the answers and answer them in a video. Answer them in an article and put them on the internet in a strategic way that attracts people, and you can build a list from that. You're building a buyer's list, okay? You're building a list that you can simply mail to opportunities, and they can take advantage of the opportunities, and you can get paid for doing that without practicing a licensed realtor. Okay, that's step number one. Okay, step number two, you need to build a list of suckers from the local meetings. Now, if you're one of them, please don't take an offense. Okay, but what I'm trying to say here is the people that call themselves the cash buyers, there's no such thing. This is another place where I agree with the Freedom Mentor. There's no such thing. Most of them are not gonna, they're never gonna buy. Okay. Most of them, if they're ever gonna buy, they're gonna buy their own deal that they found. And they're always gonna wanna underpay for your type of deals, okay? But build their list anyway, because they have all these deals that they have to sell. Okay. So you're not selling to them, okay? You're not selling to them. You're gonna help them get rid of You're going to help them bring the opportunity to get rid of the properties that they have on their list. Have you paid attention to some of the list of people in some of the list of properties that some of those gurus mail out? Sometimes you see a property on there over and over, and they can't sell them. If you are the person that brings the buyers to the table for them, do you think they will start sucking up to you? Absolutely, they will, okay? Because you got the list of people that are active, because these people trust you, and they will rather take your recommendation of who they should buy from or what they should buy or anything like that. And step three, create partnerships for revenue. Don't worry about maybe you're not licensed, you don't want to do it illegally. Create partnerships for the revenue. For how you get paid, just create partnership and let them worry about the dirty work. As far as dirty work, what I mean is that how they want to structure the deal, the back-to-back closing or the flipping and all that stuff, you don't ever have to worry about all those legalities and nonsense. You never have to worry about that. You're in the game of people. You're in the business of people. That means you're in the game of building a list, okay? You're in the marketing and media company, media business. And anyone, I don't care if you're an investor, I don't care if you should be in the game of marketing, and that's what you are. Because if you can't find deals, if you can't find buyers, there's no money that's being made anyway. So if I were you, I would tell anybody that's always very quick to remind me of if I'm doing something illegal or not. I'll tell them, listen, I don't worry about that. I let the attorneys worry about all the legalities. I just bring the opportunities together. We're in the game of the three P's, the people, the product, and the process to bring those two together, all right? That's the game you're in. You're a media company. You are the medium, okay? And you are not practicing licensed anything, okay? You get paid for creating the opportunities. You simply sit back and you create the opportunities using the digital resources that we have at our disposal today, simply by investing time and possibly money in learning, okay? And then as far as doing it, just watch other people do it. But you can do it if you're licensed to do it. You can do it. But you don't have to do anything. And then you teach it, okay? ILDT, invest, learn, do, and teach. That's all you have to worry about. So in terms of step three, in terms of getting paid, all right, in terms of getting paid, you create partnerships for the revenue, okay? Now, this is a bonus step that's attached to specifically number three. You're building this list, right? And some of these people are interested in more education. They're interested in more tools that can help them along the way of maybe they're buying their first property. Maybe this is a list of people who are trying to be wholesalers. Create opportunities for them to buy, okay? Because they want to buy, okay? And there's ways that they can buy today. And that's why I recommend to make sure you have affiliate marketing attached to that. Okay, you want to make sure you have affiliate marketing attached to what you're doing. You want to monetize the list, multiple streams of income. Okay, multiple streams of income. All right, so free traffic, free leads, and endless paid sign up for life. If you want that, just go to olatalks.com/mastermind. Follow me, subscribe to this channel. Like this video if you like what I'm saying. Watch all the videos. If you have any questions, post them below, and I will see you on the next one. Talk soon. Bye now.